ready for baseball here at Jackson Field. Michigan State Capitol, the host site of six straight between Lansing and Cedar Rapids, their lone meetings here in 2025. Adam Jaxa alongside soon-to-be Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lugnuts 12-18, 48-48 overall. But tonight, the Lansing Locos on a Copa night. While Cedar Rapids comes in 16-13, 56-39. So, with that said, let's toss it over to the voice of the Nuts. Here is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jaxa, good to be alongside. Let's get this homestand going. Final meeting between the Lansing Lugnuts and a West Division squad this year. And here's your Cedar Rapids. Whoa, Colonel starting nine. And let's turn that up just a little bit. For the Colonels leading things off today, the center fielder Kyle DeBarge. Batting second, the DH Billy Amon. Heading third, the third baseman Andy Lugo. Batting fourth, the left fielder Jay Thomason. The shortstop Brandon Winokur hits fifth. Batting sixth at second base, Danny DeAndrade. Heading seventh at first base, Rain Dunco. Batting eighth, the catcher Jaime Ferrer. And then riding off the order, the number nine hitter is the right fielder Caden Kendall. Down to the field. Let's get this ball game underway. Steven Echeverria is on the mound wearing the Lansing Locos turquoise. It is 7:03 p.m. On the first pitch, taken for a called strike by Kyle DeBarge. Our home plate umpire is John Miller. Outer bases umpire is Richie Arredondo. Righty to righty. A bouncer beyond Echeverria, grabbed by the second baseman. Casey Amauchi to first for at number one. That keeps a dangerous space stealer off the bags. And all of that, Adam, before the time even ticks to 7:05.
They're on it, ready to go.
Yes, they are.
Miss Lugnuts or Locos, baseball at home.
The pitch. Up and in, ball one to Billy Amick. It is a heavily right-handed hitting order today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the Minnesota Twins squad, at 16-13 here in the second half. The pitch, strike called at 95. Echeverria turns and deals off the outside corner. By the way, your Lansing defense is as follows. And left field, Cameron Leary. And right field, Jared Dickey. And center, Pedro Pineda. Leary and Pineda in their Midwest League debuts. A 2-1 coming. Off the outside corner. Count is three balls and a strike. At first base, it's TJ Schofield-Sam. Yamauchi at second. Sade Valenzuela at short. And at third base, Ben Newton debuting. The catcher is Davis Diaz. Echeverria is 3-1. Lifted high and foul. Count is full on Amick, the DH today for Cedar Rapids. It's really fascinating, Adam, when you look over the Cedar Rapids starting offense and you go, well, that was the Minnesota Twins draft last year. A payoff pitch. Strike three called. Fastball at 97 and it pierced the heart of the zone. Ring up Amick. First K for Etch.
Top of the draft, top of the lineup. Amazing how that works out, huh?
I mean, if you're a Twins fan, you go, well, all right now. Unfortunately, the third rounder for the Minnesota Twins last year, Hadeem Jow, is on the injured list. Here's a called strike to the number three hitter, Andy Lugo, acquired via trade with the Boston Red Sox this year. And 0-1. Bouncer pulled foul left side. Echeverria looks for a perfect tap of the first inning. Second baseman Yamauchi is up the middle. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. 98 and bam. Two Ks for Etch and a perfect top of the first. Let's go to the home half now. The Lansing Locos coming up against Jacob Kisting.
Hey guys, Jason McCourty here. As a 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion, people always ask me, what's it like getting ready for the big game? Let me tell you, it's all about preparation, knowing what you're up against, especially when food allergy is part of the game plan. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
Hi, I'm Jake Christensen, and you're listening to Locos Baseball. Let's get back to the broadcast.
Perfect top of the first inning against Steven Echeverria. And now we go to the home half. The Lansing Locos are coming up against the right-hander Jacob Kisting. Out of Verona, Wisconsin, 6'5", 220 pounds. With a 1.17 ERA through his first 15 and a third innings in the Midwest League. First Midwest League pitch to Cameron Leary. Up high, ball one. Leary, one of six new Lansing players. One pitcher, five position players. Batting left, the Boston College Eagle waits. Swings and misses. 91 by him. Leary, Schofield, Sam, and Yamauchi. New top third of the order for the Lansing Locos. The cope identity of the Lansing Lugnuts. In the turquoise. Cedar Rapids in the road gray. Kisting brings it. And he brought it right back to the outside corner. Strike two called. It's interesting watching Kisting pitch. Looks like he's throwing darts. The big man kicks, deals. Check swing. Did he go on appeal? He did. The bases umpire Arredondo up the right side put up the right fist but had no conviction in it, as if to say, I'm sorry, Mr. Leary. Thus ends your first high A at bat. Falls victim to the Kisting slider. And now Kisting against CJ Schofield Sam. Still leading the Midwest League in average. Takes ball one upstairs. So four up, four down in this game. For the Colonels in left field Thomason, in center field DeBarge, and in right field Kendall. The catcher Ferrer. The 1-0. Breaking ball called strike two. That slider's working well.
I just thought offense, offense, offense when I looked at these two teams on paper. However, I know they're completely different teams than what previous we've seen.
Well, they're in the great hitter's ballpark here in Lansing. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A fastball by him. By the way, Duncone is at first base. D'Andrade is at second. At shortstep, Winokur, and at third base, Lugo. Now, I want to get into it, Adam, in terms of the offense for these two teams. And how much things have changed. 1-2. Down low. This entire season, just in keeping track of the best offenses in the Midwest League, it's Cedar Rapids, Lansing, and West Michigan. Lansing has had its fill of West Michigan. 2-2. Schofield Sam takes high. And the count is full.
Well, we know this guy. He's been around. Gone and then back.
Just nine games up in Double-A. Heading 318. Kisting's pitch. into then out of the mitt of Ferrer. And we'll try it again. Leary is new. The man on deck, Casey Yamauchi, whom we have seen batting all over the Lansing order. Majority, though, earlier this season, batting in the bottom part of the order, earning his way up. Time is called. And, pitch clock infraction. And a pitch clock infraction on the pitcher on a 3-2 means Schofield. Sam gets the walk. Oh, the catcher, Ferrer, could see that coming. And Ferrer is checking in with the home plate umpire, Miller, to say, didn't you see we were getting time?
Well, he didn't get time quick enough.
No, he didn't. John Miller said time ran out. It's a frustrated Ferrer. There's your first base runner of the ballgame. Schofield said, not really a threat to run. Righty, righty. Casey Yamauchi was asking for time. He didn't get it. And it's called a strike for Kisting. Casey's saying, didn't you see me reaching out with the right hand? Adam, I think John Miller is locked in. At 0-1. Fouled off at home. Strike 2. First Ferrer. And then Yamauchi. Saying, hey now, wait a second. One on, one gone. No score, bottom of the first inning. The pitch. Low. Catcher Ferrer stared on down to first base. By the way, if you're looking on your Cedar Rapids roster, trying to find Jaime Ferrer's name out of the catchers, you won't find him. He's an outfielder converted to catching.
You know, I had that little challenge earlier today. I was like, where is this guy?
Yamauchi fouls it back over to the right side. 1-2, it stays. Yeah, so Cedar Rapids lost Hadeem Jow to the 60-day IL. Now, they do have Luke Napleton and Pancho Ruiz. We'll see them later on in the series. But there's Ferrer. 1-2 pitch. Fly ball right field. Caden Kendall back. He's there. He's got it. Schofield stand back to first. Two outs. There's another familiar face, Adam. There's Jared Dickey.
Yeah, we've heard of that guy.
If you weren't watching, Jared has more home runs now than when last you checked in. He had 2 homers in the series at Lake County. First pitch. Strike called from Kisting. Fastball from Kisting right now, a consistent 92. It is the third of 4 left-handed batters to face the big right-hander. No score. Schofield Sam at first, 2 outs. At 0-1. Backdoor breaking ball at the knees. Strike 2 called on the Snapdragon. Overall in this Lansing offense, there are 4 left-handed batters, plus 2 switch hitters. Only 3 pure right-handed batters. At 0-2. Do not chase it high. On appeal, denied. It's a good thing to see with Jared, because that has been a little bit of a vulnerability for him, has been high fastballs have been tempting him, but not there. 6 home runs for the year for the former Quad Cities River Bandit, so well aware of Cedar Rapids. A check on the runner, but no throw by Kisting. Quad Cities and Cedar Rapids, as a matter of fact, have battled it out for playoff berths a lot recently. Battled it out for Midwest League Championships out of the West. This year, Cedar Rapids nosed out Quad Cities for the first half title. Dickey swings and grounds foul off his own dugout railing. Now, how did Cedar Rapids come from behind and tip Quad Cities to gain that first half playoff berth? Well, the answer is the Lansing Lugnuts. Jared Dickey went into Davenport, Iowa and took 2 out of 3 from the Bandits and spoiled things. Cedar Rapids swooped in to grab the postseason ticket. Runner takes off. The pitch called, the ball in, and Schofield Sam collects his 2nd steal of the year. No throw by Ferrer.
So isn't there some sort of, like, you know, sportsmanship thing where Cedar Rapids needs to allow Lansing to win this week?
A ground ball rolled over on the right side. Dan Jotty picks it up, throws to first. They don't give up a run here in the first inning, Adam. We'll see how things continue from here. A walk, left in scoring position, and onward we go into the second. No score from Lansing, Michigan.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old, three-time leukemia survivor. One evening, my roommate was trying to talk to me, and I responded to him in a delirium of mess and confusion, and he said, "We're going to the ER immediately." And came back with leukemia. They started me on chemos, they started me on a bunch of antibiotics, but the chemo wasn't exactly working. So my oncologist decided that he wanted to try me with CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months post-transplant and feeling very healthy, strong, and I live.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
Hi, it's Steven Echeverria with the Lansing Locos. Let's get back to the diamond.
Steven Echeverria is ready to work in the second inning. Lansing Locos, Cedar Rapids Colonels. It was a perfect first for Echeverria. And he takes on Jay Thomason to begin things here. And he begins Thomason with a ball a little low. Not a bad pitch with the slider. Thomason's hitting 200. One home run for the Colonels. Pitch on its way. That breaks across the inside corner. Slider looks good. One and one. Only left-handed batter and the Cedar Rapids attack. And the 1-1. Strike two called. Fastball at 95 right in there. And he's working him in. Echeverria struck out two in the first inning. Thomason says, "Timeout, please." Email address for the broadcast booth. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugNuts.com. JGOLDSTRASS. LansingLugNuts.com. No score. Shortstop up the middle. And a one ball, two strike pitch is due. But first, Davis Diaz says, "Yeah, hang on. Oh, pitch clock infraction. John Miller is not letting these catchers call for time to rescue the pitcher," is my early conclusion. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Inside, ball three.
Yeah, I would say you're exactly right. That's something, you know, these guys move up to different leagues, and that's something he's not going to let them do, it looks like.
Etch's pitch. Ground ball foul up the right side. Well, that took what appeared to be and at bat in which Echeverria was in control against Thomason. And we've got ourselves a full count with the Colonels looking for a base runner. And the Colonels this year are dangerous when they get on. Payoff pitch. Fly ball left center field. Leary and Pineda chase it. Pablo Pineda makes the catch. As you said, Pedro Pineda makes the catch out in left center. His first chance here at the high A level. The 21-year-old just called up from Stockton, going sunlight to shade in front of the Miller Lite sign.
Welcome to Jackson Fields outfield. It's a doozy, adventurous. You look just fine, though.
Yeah, I would say, all things considered, no worries there. Brendan Whitaker hits one high and deep to left. There's worries here. Leary is watching. It's gone on a home run hill. Brandon Whitaker's 13th homer of the year. Fastball from Echeverria, 97 above the zone, and he was waiting for it. The Colonel's team leader in home runs adds another to his tally. Cedar Rapids takes the game's first lead.
Well, that's Etch's seventh that he's given up this year, and five have come at Jackson Field. So kind of status quo for a park where the balls seem to fly out.
Danny DeAndrade swings and misses. Strike one. One out, nobody on. Pitch on its way. Off the outside corner. Adam, it felt to me on that Whitaker home run. That pitch is up, right? It's above the zone. And Whitaker just timed it upright, and the velocity of the pitch took care of the rest. Here's the 1-1. Fouled away right side. Danny DeAndrade has 8 home runs this year. He has a ton of power. Thing is, he cuts a very different figure than Whitaker. Whitaker at 6'6", DeAndrade at 5'11". 1-2 pitcher's pitch. Fouled back. That once again is the high cheddar. DeAndrade says, show me something else. Echeverria deals. Down and away with a slider. One nothing Colonels. A 2-2 pitch. Smacked up the middle. One hop and right through Yamauchi. It was sizzling. Pineda gets it in. Single for DeAndrade. Once again, a Colonel batter catches up with a high fastball above the zone.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have quick bat speed and then even quicker when it's up that high, and great hand-eye coordination. And one of them sizzled back up the middle. The other cracked over the wall. Here's a good offense we were thinking we might see.
Yes. Rain Doncone, the batter, takes ball one. Once again, Echeverria high with the fastball, and that time not purposefully high. DeAndrade at first base will run. He has 14 steals this year. And the pitch. Doncone takes the ball low. 2-0.
Well, I know we've repeated ourselves, but most of the pitchers for Lansing, the ERA is much higher at home. That status quo for Etch.
The deal. Fly ball pounded foul. Towering off the left side. Why do you think that is for Steven Echeverria? Because it's pronounced the difference.
Yeah, I really do think it's the ballpark. I think that's part of it. And I wonder if you start to think about it. He's just 19 years old, so you think about how much more difficult it's been here at home.
Runner takes off. The pitch called a strike. Throw down. Tag in time. Davis Diaz cuts down Danny DeAndrade. Two gone. Two balls and two strikes on Rain Doncone. Remember, Davis Diaz, a growing catcher. Here's the pitch. Up and in. Now the count is full. Brandon Whitaker's home run earlier this inning, giving Cedar Rapids the 1-0 edge. Now Echeverria looks for his third strikeout. That ball foul up the left side. Game number 97 in Lansing's 29th season in the MWL. Payoff pitch. Check swing. Aye, went too far. Strike three. Got away from Diaz. Plays the ricochet. The throw in time. Strikeout. 2-3. And Davis Diaz, two sparkling plays defensively, to end the top of the second. A Winokur long ball has Cedar Rapids leading 1-0 in Lansing.
Hey guys, Jason McCourty here. As a 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion, people always ask me, what's it like getting ready for the big game? Let me tell you, it's all about preparation, knowing what you're up against, especially when food allergy is part of the game plan. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy-friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
Hi, I'm Jake Christensen, and you're listening to Locos Baseball. Let's get back to the broadcast.
Winokur's solo home run has given the Colonels a 1-0 lead in Lansing. There's the very first high A at bat for Pedro Pineda. Ball one outside from Jacob Kisting. I'm Jessica Briggs-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. We appreciate you very much tuning in and keeping us company. Pineda from the Dominican Republic, righty to righty. Strike called at 91. That fastball has some good carry to it. Got some swings and misses in the bottom of the first inning, which went scorelessly and hitlessly for Kisting, starting a walk at second. Lets it fly. Bouncer foul off the left foot. Strike two for Pineda, and that'll smart. Hey, welcome to Lansing, Pedro Pineda. And this is going to be a running theme, I would suspect, throughout this broadcast. And that is introducing you to the newcomers. Now, Cedar Rapids also had a lot of roster moves entering the series. But for Lansing, 7 players out, 6 players in. A 1-2 on its way. Up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pedro Pineda, at one point, was one of the top 15 prospects in the A's organization, according to MLB Pipeline. 2-2 break even. Strike 3 called. Watch that breaking ball all the way into the mitt of Ferrer. Second strikeout for Kisting. And now Sahid Valenzuela. A 1-0 Colonels lead. Switch hitter batting left. Here's the pitch. Check swing. It was down, and it's ball one. Saheed's hitting .223 through 47 games. Also had some lovely stints in AAA with Vegas and in AA with Midland, where he batted above .300. Ball one offering. There's a called strike.
There's a couple guys yet have jumped around throughout the org here in 2025.
Well, and a couple of them are players who just joined Lansing. A 1-1 pitch. All the way left side. For better, example, go ahead.
I was going to say, better to be in Lansing than in Midland / maybe Vegas in July. Weather-wise.
Yeah, the heat, right? It depends. Here's the 1-2. It's down and in. Think about anybody who's right now going through, football training. Think about all those high schoolers in Texas where football matters so much, and yet you got to deal with that heat right now as you're getting ready for the upcoming season. Valenzuela lines this one foul off the screen, then down to the Colonel's dugout. Zaid's from Arizona. He knows what the summertime is like.
You got to put up with the daytime heat down there so you can participate in Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Jacob Kisting's 2-2. Bouncer up the third base side. Foul wide of the bag. Lugo covering the ground just in case. By the way, let me just give you some of those names. Adam, you mentioned those guys rolling around. Mario Gomez, the catcher, is playing on his fifth different team in the A's organization. He just joined the Nuts. There's Ben Newton, whom we're going to see as the number 9 batter in the order. Newton has bounced around. Gunnar Gouldsmith has bounced around. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. The pitch. Just missed low with a slider. Good eye, Saheed.
Good balance, Saheed.
You know what those guys have in common? Mario Gomez is a catcher. You can use a good catcher anywhere, but versatility. Saheed Valenzuela can play everywhere. Payoff pitch. Shot towards center. Kyle DeBarge backs up. Makes the grab. Two outs. Here's Darlin Montero. 1-0 Colonels. Last of the second. Kisting looks for a 1-2-3 frame. He offers. High and away. Montero's DHing today. Batting just 219. This is just, though, his 22nd game of the year. A couple of home runs. The pitch. Stayed outside. Two balls, no strikes. As we go looking at him for players to fill the void left by the heavy hitters who were promoted, Tommy White, Nate Nankill, Joshua Carota-Grauer, it might be Montero, who takes ball three, batted in. There have been flashes of what he's capable of at home plate, but there was a hamate bone injury suffered earlier this year, and that seemed to set back his development. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Call the strike. Kisting is not giving up on this at bat yet. Kisting drafted last year in the 14th round. He knows what he's doing. He fires. That's skied by Montero. Shallow right center. Second baseman DeAndrada yields. It's the right fielder, Kendall, who makes the catch. And that does it for a 1-2-3 bottom of the second. Onward to the third. Adam Jaxa has the call. The Locos Trail, 1-0 in Lansing.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. LoveLost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, LoveLost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit lovelost.org and register today.
Hey, it's Tom Reisinger from the Lansing Locos. Now back to the game.
Hello there. It is hot on this Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you. 1-0, Colonels in front. A 19-year-old, Etch, back out of the hill, throws home. And he shoots it in there. Strike one to Jaime Ferrer, the man out of Florida State. Righty-righty, the pitch home. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Or as Jesse mentioned earlier, the man that, well, he's catching, but he's listed as an outfielder out of Puerto Rico. Open stance from that right side. Throws. Popped up behind home plate. And that one's going to get out of play. Well, Etch went 1-2-3 in the first with a couple of strikeouts. Then a flyout followed by a home run and a single, followed by a strikeout and a caught stealing in that second inning. 0-2 pitch. Whacked foul, first base side.
I got one for you real quick. So I put together the Lugnuts official roster, and Ben Newton I put under infielders. After all, he's at third base today. Darryl Kennedy looked at it and goes, you know this guy plays catcher. And I said, yeah, put him under infielders. He's playing the infield today. We can move him around.
0-2. That's outside. Yeah, where were you supposed to put him?
Well,
catcher?
Under catcher, perhaps. But like Ferrer, the catcher, part of the outfielders.
Next up, Davis Diaz. 1-2. Shot up in the air out to left field. Hit pretty well. There is Pedro Pineda to his right. He's under it, makes the grab. One away.
It's the same pitch they're all hitting. It's the high fastball.
It is so unique that they are all not only going after that pitch, but successfully hitting it pretty well out there. Again, two of the three have been base hits, one of them a home run. Here's Caden Kendall. Davis Diaz, by the way, behind the plate, but also an infielder. The pitch, this is on the ground over towards short. Sweeping scoop by Valenzuela. Charging throws, yes sir, two away. Now the story with Diaz, though, is that he played infield for Vanderbilt, and they have moved him to catcher. However, he has played some infield for the Nuts when needed. But with the promotions, and one of those being C.J. Rodriguez, another catcher, he is now just one of two with Mario Gomez. Here's Kyle DeBarge. And the first pitch outside, ball one. So should be seeing Davis Diaz a lot more behind the plate. 1-0, Colonels in front, top three. The pitch. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Boy, does that crowd mic just sound great. Bowman tonight. Series opener, ready to go. New battery and all. Pitch home. Rocked up in the air, out to left. Hugging the line and over the line, foul as it goes over the 23-foot tall wall. Jesse, would you like to tell him what pitch and where it was?
Yeah, that's a fastball that's too high.
Is it too high, though? Because
not too high for DeBarge.
That seems to be right in the middle of the kernel, of the stalk. The 2-1. Walloped up in the air, got the breaking ball this time. Park will hold it. Leary to his left. Pineda to his right. It is Pineda. And that will do it. All right, some pretty good contact up in the air. One of them on the ground, but a 1-2-3 third, just like the first for Etch. Colonels still up by a kernel.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. I'm Johnny Butler with the Lansing Locos. Time to get back to the broadcast.
Of the third inning at Jackson Field on a hot, hot Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. Colonels in front, one zip. Davis Diaz, Ben Newton, and Cameron Leary coming up. 8-9-1 against the right-hander, Jacob Kisting. Righty-righty matchup here against Davis Diaz. Pitch home. And the fastball grooves the inside corner at 90 miles an hour, strike one. It's a slider, changeup, sweeper, splitter, to go along with that fastball, the mix for the right-hander out of Bradley. Your one pitch. Here looked like that sweeper right at the bottom of the zone. Ball one. You know, this is the first professional start tonight for Jacob Kisting. He was a starter at Bradley for the Braves. He's been working out of the pen. Pitch. Slice back foul. One ball, two strikes. Now, Jesse, I was fooled because I looked for when he was pitching for Fort Myers, their A-team, and you're looking at Baseball Reference, it says 1-5 innings. I go, oh, that's his last start. That was May 9th. No, he actually came in that game, two outs gone by, took over and went through the fifth inning. 1-2. Line drive sliced right back through the middle. It's a base hit for Diaz. First one tonight for Lansing. Leadoff man is on for the first time tonight for Lansing. Nice swing, 100 off the bat from Davis Diaz. But in talking with the man next door, Calvin, the Cedar Rapids broadcaster, he said just adding an extra pitcher, some pitching depth at the starting spot. This pitch is bunted down the third base side. It is fair. It goes off the bag. And Lugo has to keep it in his mitt. Ben Newton, first contact off his bat here in Lansing. It's a bunt single. Well, that'll work. So two on with nobody out and right back to the top of the order.
Newton's law of motion. Lay a bunt down right down the runway. Don't touch the grass.
An object in motion stays in motion until it stops. Thanks to Andy Lugo's glove. Hey, Jesse, it's like you and I were thinking the same thing. Would you like to check my tab here? Oh, Newton's law of motion.
Oh, where do we face Fort Wayne and the Apples?
Man, oh, man.
You and I.
We've been doing this for a little bit, you know?
Hey, Big Ben. That's a good first impression.
Yes, it is. And we got a visit on the mound here, so a conference between Ferrer along with the starter, Jacob Kisting.
AJ Angulo, the other pitching coach, Hunter Townsend, is away on paternity leave, I believe.
Well, how about that? And obviously, this is a big spot. This is the second time through the order now as we go back to the top of the card for Cameron Leary. And Lansing trailing one zip here in the bottom of the third. Against the man making his first professional start, Jacob Kisting. The pitch. The left-handed Leary takes it down low. Ball one. He walked TJ Schofield Sam in the first, and that was because of a pitch clock violation on ball four. Other than that, nobody reached, but the first two have reached on hits in this third inning. 1-0 pitch. Slice back up in the air above us here at press level. A little thud off the roof. What do you think? Coming back down? Doesn't seem like it. Cameron Leary, his first game as a Nut, one of three new Lansing Locos in the lineup tonight. And that leads off. Pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. I would say advantageous to get this guy on base. Rumor has it he stole some bags over there in Stockton. Like over 40?
Yeah, 44. What is he, a Cedar Rapids colonel?
Seriously. Or maybe a Skycar. Beloit leading the league in swipes this year. 1-2. On the inside corner, pretty pitch at 91 miles an hour. Kisting locked him up. Second time tonight, Leary has gone down. This time looking. That is a big first out in this third inning.
Fascinating thing to me about Kisting, Adam. Back when he was in college, he was hittable. He gave up base hits. He's not giving up that many hits. He's not giving up that many base runners here. Trying to pitch out of the jam.
Throws. And the first pitch fastball in there to TJ Schofield. Sam, 92 miles an hour. First and second. One out. Bottom three. Colonels in front. One zip.
It's round two against him. And he's just throwing darts.
Tall righty. Throws home. Swing and a miss. He goes fastball top of the zone there. Well, he was a three-year starter with Bradley, Jacob Kisting, and he hadn't allowed any runs in his last three outings out of the pen, so gets the start tonight, and he's trying to keep that the same here. 0-2. That's a little bit wide, but we have a balk. So that pitch will not count, and the runners advance into scoring position. Diaz to third, Newton to second.
That is his first balk since he was a freshman in college.
Wow. Big time for it, too. 0-2. Did he balk again? He just balked back-to-back, and he balks in the first run for Lansing. And Jaime Ferrer is very upset right there behind home plate, talking with John Miller. Having a discussion, hands on his hips. And now here comes a coach here for Cedar Rapids.
So Brian Meyer's not here yet. He's going to join the Colonels later on the series. So the acting manager is Julian Gonzalez.
See that, hitting and development coach. Yeah, he is out there having the discussion. And now he turns and looks at Jacob Kisting to relay the information. Jesse, you know they say when you come to the ballpark, you may see something you've never seen. I am not sure many people have ever seen back-to-back balks.
The only one I can remember, there was a Lansing pitcher who balked three times in an inning.
Pitch home. Finally, that one will count. It is fouled first base side. And when was that? Did that predate me?
This did. His
Thank
name was
goodness.
Kyle Weatherly. It was in Beloit, Wisconsin, the old ballpark, and it was a nightmare for him.
Wanted to make sure I wasn't telling lies to the people that this was my first time seeing back-to-back balks.
Oh, you're great.
Infield is now in. 0-2. Kick back off the netting, and the battle rages on.
Search your memory. The Lugnuts have had one balk in the last, what, month, 2 months? And it was shot, and that was it?
Yeah. It's not something you see very much, but to get it back-to-back and to score a run on. 0-2. Lofted, left field side, but twisting foul. And it remains 0-2. So it went 0-2, and then balk, followed by another balk. And now we have seen three straight foul balls from Schofield Sam, who is trying to all of a sudden give Lansing the lead. Still only one out in this third inning. Kisting throws home. Lined out to center field. This should get the job done. DeBarge backs up, reaches, makes the grab. Can't get the ball out of his mitt. Speeding in is Ben Newton. 2-1, Lansing. Their first lead of the series.
What a trip around the bases for Ben Newton. First time in high A, comes up, lays down a bunt single. Balk to second, balk to third, sacrifice him in.
We said it. Once you get on base, in motion, you got to keep on going.
Until you reach the dugout.
And then stop, get yourself something to drink, and cheer on your teammates. Here's Casey Yamauchi. Slice back foul, strike one. The series opener tonight between Lansing and Cedar Rapids. It is week two in full since the All-Star break at the Major League level. So second series of six games. 0-1 pitch. on the ground over towards third. Backhand by Lugo. He stops it, sets, rockets it to first. Well played over there at the corner by Andy Lugo to get it to Don Cohn. But Lansing strikes. They get two singles. Then they get two balks, and that helps them get two runs. Let's head to the fourth. 2-1, Lansing leads.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
What's up? It's Jake Garland. Vamos Locos. Now back to the game.
Three innings down, six left to go in the series opener between Lansing and Cedar Rapids. Thanks for stopping in on your Tuesday, the final week in July. Boy, oh boy, we are speeding through this summer, aren't we? New pitcher coming out for Lansing. It is Jack the Beanstalk Mahoney to take the hill. The lefty throws home, and the right-hander kicks it back foul. That's Billy Amick. Second rounder out of Tennessee last year. Shout out Volunteers. Shout out to the right fielder, Jared Dickey. Couple of Tennessee guys. So lefty-righty matchup here, the tall Mahoney. Kicks and throws. Slider is lifted out to shallow left. Back goes the shortstop, Valenzuela. He's underneath of it. One more big stop back. Glove above his head makes the grab, one away.
Earlier this year, sat down with Jared. And I said, all right, take me through all the balls in the league. And he thought about it, and he said, I think we got a guy in Quad Cities, Seth Stevenson in West Michigan, and then his face lit up, and he said, hey, when Cedar Rapids comes to town, Billy Amick's coming in.
Pitch home. Breaks in there, strike one to Andy Lugo. So what you're saying is he's playing favorites with Mr. Amick.
Aren't you glad?
0-1, bouncing ball, foul, third base side. No balls, two strikes on Lugo.
It was good of him to volunteer the information.
I got that solid Rocky Top type of friendship.
It's not checkered.
0-2 pitch. Looped out to shallow right. This could be tough. Schofield Sam going back. Reaches up above his head on a sideways run and makes the grab. Well, it was tricky, but it's handled. And it looked like Schofield Sam was the only guy that was going to be able to get there. Two outs.
What is Jared Dickey telling him? Because Dickey came in and had something to say, and TJ reacted with umbrage.
Jared Dickey saying, hey, man, I probably could have got that.
No chance.
Exactly. Jay Thomason in the box. And the pitch is outside. Ball one. Nuts in front. 2-1. We're in the top of the fourth inning on a disability pride night at a Tacos and Tall Boys. Pretty good crowd tonight. 1-0. Broke inside. Two balls, no strikes. Oh, if you're around, tacos tonight, you get couple of them for $5. You get 16-ounce tall boy for $5. $10. Get yourself a meal. Watch some baseball. 2-0 pitch. Slider in there. Inside corner, strike one. So Etch finishes going three innings, two hits, one run allowed. No walks, three strikeouts. And that one run was a homer. 2-1. Slider away. It seems like they are just kind of limiting the 19-year-old's innings here of late. That's the fourth straight outing where he's gone three innings or less. And fourth straight outing of one run or less. 3-1. Check swing. Appeal. Richie Arenado says he doesn't offer, so that is ball four. First walk given up tonight by the Nuts, and Thomason is aboard.
From how I understand it, for Echeverria, for Gage Jump, for a number of pitchers in the system, it's a ramping down right now, and then there's the potential to ramp them back up again as the season comes to a close.
Brandon Whitaker. Slider shoots in there on the outer edge, strike one. Yeah, that makes sense. It's a long season, 132 games, especially for a guy like Etch, who's just 19 years old. Yeah, take some breaks within the season because there really aren't many breaks outside of the built-in off day on Monday. And then you've obviously got that mini Major League All-Star break where you get 4 days, and then you're right back at it. 0-1. Slider is popped back foul towards the seats. We got a grab down there. Out of our sight, but it sounds like it. Runner at first, two outs, bottom three. 2-1, Nuts in front, each team with two hits apiece. The pitch, and slides in down low. One ball, two strikes. Really crazy to think. Today is game, 96 for Cedar Rapids, 97 for Lansing, of 132. And you literally go from April until September, and then maybe a little extra in September if you make the playoffs like Cedar Rapids has. 1-2, bouncer right in front of the plate, third base side, picked up by Mahoney, turns, fires to first, stretching out into the field of play. Schofield Sam grabs, and that's it. Nice job by Mahoney, the big fella, handling himself at 6'8", off the hill, setting, grabbing, taking his time, and firing. Gives up the walk, nothing more. Off to the bottom of the fourth we go.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Hi, I'm Jake Fenix from the Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's head back to the diamond.
This is CJ Rodriguez with the Lansing Locos. Time to get back to the game.
To the bottom of the fourth we go. Lansing in front, 2-1. And we've got a new pitcher up there on the hill to open up this fourth inning. Jared Dickey into the box. And our first pitch home. Comes up and in from the lefty. Ball one. Let's see. We got a number there?
Yeah, we got Wilker Reyes.
Oh, okay. Pitch home. Check swing, that's fouled off, and that is strike one.
They go number 50, Adam. Number 50 given to a guy who's 6'1", 205 pounds. I mean, Jared Dickey is also 6'1", 205 pounds.
Sox pulled up for him, too. Throws home. That breaks way inside. Dickey had to raise his elbows out of the way. So, yes, indeed, Wilker Reyes, the left-hander. Out of the Dominican Republic. Throws home. Cracked down the right field line towards the pole, but just foul. An absolute bullet from Jared Dickey. Oh, he was hunting another home run. That would have been number seven here in the last 2 months. Instead, just foul.
He's going to get number seven sooner or later.
Maybe here. 2-2 pitch. Popped up behind home plate. Mask not removed. Ferrer didn't have time, but that one is out of play. Well, you knew he probably wasn't going to be getting that fastball again. He did not. Got a breaking ball.
Well, you foul off the breaking ball, you could get that fastball again.
Yeah, you're right. He looked like he had timed that up like the fastball. Amazing how that works out. Ball is coming in so quick to these hitters. 2-2 pitch. Popped up again behind home plate. Again off speed. You know, Jared doesn't have many of his six home runs against lefties. That one nearly got out, just a couple. I mean, it did get out, just to the right of the pole. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Filthy looking slider. Ran it on the outer edge of the zone. Would have been strike three. And it is, because of a swing and a miss. So Reyes has his first strikeout. Fourth Loco to strike out tonight.
With Reyes on the mound, Adam, I went looking for the top Major League Baseball players to wear number 50. Anybody come to mind for you?
You talking pitcher specific or just anybody?
Anybody in MLB.
Pitch. That shoots in. Strike one. Is Aaron Judge 50?
99.
Swing and a miss. I knew it was high. I didn't know it was that high. 50. This is Pedro Pineda, by the way. He wears 7. Next pitch is outside. All right, I give in. What do you got for me?
Mookie Betts.
Oh, yes.
Mookie Betts wears number 50, and his reason why is because no one wants it. Wilker Reyes wants it.
He throws home. Swing and a miss. Pineda coming out of his shoe tops to swing at that one. 53 games this year with Stockton for Pineda. Hit 10 home runs. OPS up around 815. Struck out looking in his first at-bat. Patrolling center field tonight for the Lansing Locos, who lead 2-1 in the fourth. One out, base is clear. The pitch floated a little bit wide. We're even 2-2.
He's another guy like Dickey. Those home runs came in bunches for the Ports.
Well, there's nothing like a first impression. Reyes 2-2. Swatted off foul. And we'll do it again.
Big thing with Pineda. So he was signed as a free non. Just trying to get him more seasoning. He struggled his initial go-through with Stockton. This year's so much better to earn this trip up to high A.
It's amazing, right? You go through an experience, and then you get to experience it again, and you do better. 2-2. Breaking ball right at the top of the zone. Good-looking pitch, though. And we are full. Pineda, that wide stance, black socks pulled up to his white pants, and then the turquoise Loco uni. 3-2 pitch. Fouled it off. So let's keep it rolling. Well, this thing that you're noticing here for Lansing, this is a team that has not struck out much all year, but what we've been seeing in the last few weeks, Jesse, is quick at-bats. Lengthy at-bats so far in tonight's game. Battling. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off. And this lengthy at-bat, we'll see another pitch.
I was reading a statistical analysis of offense, and it said that the best offenses do strike out. It's okay. But there are other ways that they do damage to counterbalance it. And that's what Pineda has done in his career.
3-2 pitch. Lifted out to right center field towards the gap. Kendall, the right fielder, going over towards the track. Falling, tumbling. He has got the baseball as he lifts it out of his mitt while on his backside. What a grab. And what a track down right there from the right fielder, Caden Kendall. Two away.
He left his feet, and then it came crashing down, and he maintained the catch.
Shout out Dave Matthews.
Woo! That was tremendous. That's where the ballpark gets to its deepest. And it's just the first game for Cedar Rapids playing here. That can't be easy for Kendall trying to find the alleyway and find the baseball.
Now Saheed Valenzuela from the right side. Squares the bunt, and he fouls it back. Strike one. 2-1, Nuts in front in the bottom of the fourth. Base is clear. Two away, and let's sneak the trivia question in for you. For three straight years, Cedar Rapids and Lansing have had the same series result. A one. That's sliced up in the air. First base side. Foul territory. Don Cohn over. Runs out of room. Strike two. So what has been that series result? Six games. What has been the final in the series? For three straight years, it has been exactly the same. So that is your question tonight. What has been the series finish in terms of games won for both teams the last 3 years? 0-2. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. And how in the world does Cedar Rapids keep having to come here? Lansing hasn't... Well, they made one trip there in the last few years. That was 2023, but that's been it. 1-2 pitch. Popped up first base side again. Don Cohn traveling over towards the tarp. Gives way.
What I remember about that trip in 2023 was that was when Jacob Wilson joined Lansing.
Jacob Wilson, huh? You know, I remember that because I didn't make that trip with you, and I was pretty bummed out that you were like, yeah, Jacob Wilson's coming to town.
By town, I mean Cedar Rapids.
1-2 pitch. Bouncing ball foul. Third base side. Then you guys came back to Lansing, and then all was good.
Yes. Unfortunately, Jacob placed on the injured list by the A's.
That hand injury, a contusion, I think I was seeing, that has just been bugging him. He hasn't looked the same since he got hit right before the All-Star game. Thank goodness he was able to play in that. 1-2. That is down low.
Let me quickly say, Adam, you know you've been mentioning these long counts. This could be a 1-2-3 inning for Reyes. And this is going to be his 23rd pitch.
Only two batters for Lansing have had at-bats less than four pitches tonight. 2-2. On the ground right at the second baseman. Couple of shuffles for DeAndre to his right. Throws it to first. And Andre Day makes the play. And so, as we mentioned, it is a 1-2-3 inning. Just took some time. 10 to the fifth. Nuts up 2-1. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back right after this.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
This is Gage Jump. You're listening to Lansing Locos Baseball. Now back to the game.
Jack Mahoney continues for Lansing. Locos 2, Colonels 1. Going to the fifth inning from Jackson Field. DeAndrade, Duncan, and Ferrer. 6'7", 8" in the Cedar Rapids order. Against the 6'8" tall lefty from Appleton. Lefty to righty. The pitch to Danny DeAndrade. Hooked foul on a line up the left side. Strike one out beyond the Colonel's pen. Kicking off to the left field corner. Cameron Leary is going to have to get that baseball out of there. Strike one on DeAndrade, who singled back in the second and then was caught stealing second base by Davis Diaz. Only run of the game for Cedar Rapids came against the starter, Steven Echeverria. A Brendan Winokur home run. At a one. Just around the outside corner with the big slider. One ball, one strike. You know Jack Mahoney out of Appleton. Out of Appleton West High School in Appleton, Wisconsin. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Oh, the breaking ball in. One ball and two strikes. There's another guy out of Appleton, Wisconsin. Out of Appleton West, who was just traded at the trade deadline. 1-2. A ground ball sizzling. Shortstop Valenzuela sliding stop. Firing to first in time. So he got there to his left. He uncorked the throw to Schofield Sam. DeAndrade is gone. Oh, Saheed. That first name ends with a D. Bring up Rain Duncan. Breaking ball up and away, ball one. The guy I'm talking about, the major leaguer, Danny Jansen, the former Lansing Lugnut from back in 2015. A one pitch. Up and away. That Danny Jansen, the former Lugnut, was traded by the Tampa Bay Rays to the Milwaukee Brewers, is with his hometown club. And he was traded for Wisconsin Timber Rattler. The 1-1 from Mahoney. Line drive foul, left side off the netting. Strike two on Duncan. Cedar Rapids is batting down 2-1 on the top of the fifth inning. Did you see who Jansen was traded for?
I didn't even see he was traded. I missed that.
Danny Jansen traded for Yadier Arenado. The pitch popped him up. Second baseman Yamauchi out onto the grass. He's under with a two-hand squeeze. Two outs. 1 2/3 scoreless for Mahoney so far. And Danny Jansen going back to the Brewers. And it's the fun connection that Mahoney is from the same town, went to the same high school. But it's really great that Danny is back with in his home state because of how closely tied his family is to baseball. A foul up the right side off the bat of Jaime Ferrer. Schofield Sam out of room, off the netting. Caught the ricochet. Raised up by Arredondo, said, no, man. That ball hit the netting first. Good try. Strike one.
Hey, it was a good sell, absolutely. Followed by a big smile.
Might as well. The Jansens, Kathy and Steve, Danny's parents, have been host families for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers for years and years. Danny was a youngster. 0-1. Up and away. One ball, one strike. Probably the most notable future major leaguer who came through with Wisconsin while Danny was young was Adam Jones, the future Orioles All-Star. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, strike two call. Well, Mahoney is one strike away from finishing off a perfect fifth inning. Ferrer is 0-1 with a fly out to center. What do you think they call people from Appleton? Appletonians?
Houdinis.
Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. This Houdini is out of it. Ferrer is gone. First strikeout from Mahoney. He didn't need a straitjacket. He didn't need a water tank. 1-2-3 go the 6-7-8 batsmen. Halfway to the house. Guard to the bottom of the fifth inning from Lansing, Michigan. Locos lead 2-1.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at donorschoose.org.
Hi, it's Henry Gomez from the Lansing Locust. Let's head back to the broadcast.
Locos up by a run, 2-1. Bottom third of the order for the bottom of the fifth inning. Montero, Diaz, Newton against number 50, Wilker Reyes. Second inning of work for the southpaw. Let's it fly. Darlin Montero takes ball one. Outside. Today here in Lansing is Breaking Barriers Day. One oh. Foul back. Strike one on Montero. Flied out to right his first time. Today, the Lugnuts are teaming up with the Michigan Developmental Disabilities Council, the MIDDC. All of tonight, in addition to being Tacos and Tall Boys, Lansing Locos. 1-1 pitch. Up and in, and it hit him on the right elbow. Yeah, Montero said, how about it? Home plate umpire said, yeah, I pointed you down. John Miller agreed. And meanwhile, Julian Gonzalez is going to argue this one.
Or at least just get an explanation.
Yeah. What happened there, says Julian Gonzalez.
Well, you see, there was a breaking ball. It came inside. And it got him.
So Montero hit by the pitch. Reyes is third hit batter of the year. And for Darlene, the fourth time that he's been hit. First man is aboard for Davis Diaz. One for one with a single and a run scored. First of the two in the third inning. 2-1 Locos. Lefty to right. Inside ball one. Here's what is going on throughout the ballpark today. So it's a day about accessibility, advocacy, and breaking down barriers. And that way you get full participation from all of Michigan today. Inclusion. The ball one pitch. Called a strike on the outside corner. So throughout today's game, there are American Sign Language interpreters. There's accessible signage. There's a quiet room here in the ballpark for those who need a break. To my mind, that's just a good idea to have in every ballpark. The 1-1. Strike two called. Good changeup. There's a lot of stimulation that happens at a ball game. There's also a Get Your Wiggles Out station specifically for movement and regulation. And then we have tons of different advocacy organizations who have tables set up around the concourse.
Get your wiggles out,
yeah.
Huh?
1-2. Ground ball right side. That ball gets through past the diving D'Andrade. Base hit for Diaz. Montero stopped at second. The throw from Kendall is all the way to third. Davis Diaz is 2-for-2 with a couple of knocks. Single to center, single to right. First and second, and nobody out for Lansing.
We get that station up here because, you know, it takes a while to get to the seventh inning stretch, Jesse.
You might need a fifth inning stretch?
Yeah, we do a lot of sitting.
So that's what I'm thinking, too. At a baseball park, here because we've got the 360-degree concourse, you can move your body, you can walk all the way around. But there is an awful lot of sitting and watching a baseball game. And it's about inclusion. If someone needs to move, There's a place to move. Ben Newton swings and bounces weakly down to third. Lugo charges, gloves, throws. He's out at first. The runners move up. As good as a sacrifice bunt. Diaz to second, Montero to third. One away.
Feels very similar to how that rally began in the third, just a batter earlier.
There in the third inning, the balk helped, and then the second balk also helped.
Agreed.
But here we go, the infield drawn in by the Colonels. And it's the top of the order. And the dangerous Cameron Leary. 0-for-2, two strikeouts in his high A debut. Lefty to lefty. Bending outside. Ball one. I think, Adam, it's easy to get caught on all the steals for Leary with Stockton. 44. But what do you say to 38 extra base hits? Ball one offering from Reyes. Inside corner. Called a strike right through the front door.
I say that's great. Now, the tough thing, you can't strike out as a leadoff man, and that's what he's done twice. So, right here, hoping to put something in play and see if he could give Lansing a little cushion in that run column department.
A reset by Wilco Reyes. Action in the Cedar Rapids bullpen up the left side, but it just began. So it's Reyes here against Leary. It's the right-hander, Nick Trabacci. Second and third. One out, 2-1, Locos in the fifth. The pitch to Leary. Low. Two balls and a strike. I would say that the stuff for Reyes, there's no overwhelming fastball. So the best pitches that we've seen from him. He showcased the change. And the breaking ball looks great. The southpaw offers. A ground ball hit to second. Runner for the plate. DeAndrade looks. And he throws to first for the sure out. Leary plates Montero. Diaz to third. 3-1, Locos.
That's what you're looking for. It doesn't need to be anything overcomplicated. Put her in play. Get the run in. And now you hope for a two-out hit right here from Schofield Sam.
First RBI for Cameron Leary here in high A. Diaz at third, two gone for TJ Schofield Sam. League's leading hitter takes a ball down and away. Wilco Reyes does have three wild pitches this year. 3-1 Lansing, two in the third, one so far here in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Broke it just a little low. 2-0. Schofield Sam walked, stole second, but was stranded in the first inning. Then in the third inning, it was TJ who delivered the tie-breaking run, the sacrifice fly to bring in Ben Newton and give Lansing a 2-1 lead at the time. 2-0 pitch. Line drive, center field, caught by the leaping Whitaker. The 6'6" tall shortstop denies Lansing another run. They'll have to be content with one. On a hit batter, a single, a runner left on, no errors. Go to the sixth inning. The Locos lead 3-1 over the Colonels.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeier.
Dr. Edith Perez.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me,
why? Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, you know, I took care of and adored. And she said to me, Dr. Kim, you know, will you remember me forever? Sorry. It's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
My name's Kyle Robinson, and you're listening to Locos Baseball. Time to get back to the broadcast.
Kyle Robinson now in Double-A, and so are these four. Joshua Carota-Grauer, CJ Rodriguez, Tommy White, and Nate Nankill all promoted up to the Double-A Midland Rockhounds. While the catcher Nick Schwartz was sent all the way up to the Triple-A Las Vegas Aviators. Five Lugnuts promoted entering this series. You've got some big-time team leaders in that group, too. Tommy White leading the Lugnuts in home runs. Carota-Grauer leading the Lugnuts in hits. We open up the top of the sixth inning. Caden Kendall takes the breaking ball high. Ball one from the lefty Jack Mahoney. It is the Locos leading 3-1. 9-1 and 2, Kendall, DeBarge, and Amick for the Minnesota Twins high A squad. Here's the pitch. Fly ball lifted up the right side. Medium depth down the line. Jared Dickey makes the catch. And one away. That was our chief question coming in, was the new look, the new identity of this Lansing Lugnuts offense. When you lose guys like White and Carota-Grauer and Nankill, CJ Rodriguez, and how important he is defensively. A breaking ball called a strike. And Nick Schwartz, two of the three catchers promoted. In addition, Rodney Green Jr., the outfielder, transferred down to single-A Stockton. Kyle DeBarge takes a ball a little low. Maybe a touch outside as well. One ball, one strike in the center fielder. He grounded that, and he's flied out today. 3-1 Locos. Lefty to righty. Off the outside corner for ball two. Well, you know where this is going to lead me. Let's look around the A's organization. One out, nobody on. A hitter's count for DeBarge. Strike two called inside corner. Mahoney's fastball. The Double-A Midland Rockhounds are already leading against Tulsa. The score is 2-1. Tommy White already an RBI single. Fly ball, left side, shallow. Shortstop Valenzuela out. Leary in from left. Saeed Valenzuela with the catch. Two outs. And the dangerous DeBarge is now 0 for 3. Carota-Grauer is 0 for 1. Nate Nankill is 0 for 2. Nankill in the order batting third, playing right field. Tommy White batting fifth, playing third base. Joshua Carota-Grauer batting seventh, playing shortstop. Billy Amick takes a called strike. The DH today for Cedar Rapids. And he's 0 for 2 with a strikeout looking. And a pop out to short. The Colonel's only run came on a Brandon Winokur homer in the second. 3-1 Locos. Amick takes a ball low. 1-1. Jack Mahoney pitched around a walk in the fourth. Then had a perfect fifth inning. And now looking to complete a third straight scoreless inning. Deals. Amick takes a called strike. 1-2. Gage Jump got the start today for the Midland Rockhounds against Tulsa. Reached his pitch count. 2 1/3 innings. 1 unearned run. 4 strikeouts. 1-2. A ground ball down to first. Easy for Schofield Sam. Little bit of a race to the bag, but he got there without any issue. And once again, Jack Mahoney, a perfect frame. 5.5 complete. 3-1 Lansing leading Cedar Rapids and the opener from Jackson Field.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. As the father of two boys who are almost Ryan's age now, I'm more determined than ever to end the AIDS epidemic for good. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. We've saved over 5 million lives. That's over 5 million sons and daughters, parents and spouses, friends and loved ones. Please join me, and together we can finally achieve the AIDS-free world that Ryan envisioned. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. And to see the very latest we've accomplished through the Rocket Fund to End AIDS, follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Hi, I'm Jake Fennings for the Lansing Locos. Now let's head back to the diamond.
innings of work for Wilker Reyes. One hit, one run, one batter hit with a pitch, one strikeout, no walks, he's out. And the new man in as we go from number 50 on your Cedar Rapids roster to number 5. It's Nick Trabucci out of Smithtown, New York. Side out of the Frontier League. Trabucci against Casey Yamauchi. Bottom of the sixth opens here. Ball one inside, just off the corner with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Yamauchi, Dickey, and Pineda. 3-4-5 in the Lansing order, leading 3-1. One for Cedar Rapids in the second, two for the Locos in the third, and one in the fifth. Yamauchi takes ball two low. Trabucci, 26 years of age, lets it fly. Way outside. Now the count is 3-0. 10 appearances with Cedar Rapids. 13 innings, only 3 runs. The ERA is at 2.08, and the league hitting just .234 against him. Way behind the first batter. 3-0. Ball 4. Just too tall. And Yamauchi stands about 5'9". And there's a leadoff walk handed out. And that is the second walk drawn today by Lansing. We wonder, with the roster changes, will this Lugnuts team draw more walks? They've been at the very bottom of the Midwest League. Yamauchi is on, a threat to run. Jared Dickey bats left. Trabucci sets, deals. Bunt shown, pulled back. That's ball one. Ball five from Trabucci.
Couldn't be at the bottom, Jesse. Lake County bringing up the rear coming into today by one. So, you know.
Lake County.
People are talking about it.
We're the ones talking.
Me.
1-0. There's a called strike. Nick Trabucci from the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC, and then to Shepherd University. UMBC 2018-2019, Shepherd 2020-2021, 2022. Going to need to talk about his tour. Runner takes off. The pitch is low. Throw down. One hops in. Tag. Not in time. Casey has the steal. His eighth. And Andy Lugo is none too happy with it at third. Two balls, one strike on Jared Dickey. Catcher Ferreira is out to talk to Trabucci. All right, so Adam, you know that I was in two different independent leagues. I was in the Can-Am League. I was in the Frontier League. And so let me tell you, Nick Trabucci threw indie ball, Bakersfield and Long Island in 2022, Empire State and Charleston in 2023, Quebec and Hagerstown in 2024, and then this year, New Jersey, before getting signed by the Minnesota Twins. He was terrific for the New Jersey Jackals. So congratulations on getting the professional ball. Trabucci's in a spot. It heals the 2-1. Down low. And we've got a guy on the other side in Jack Mahoney, who was signed out of independent baseball earlier this year by the A's. Signed out of Staten Island, and before that he had pitched with the Frontier League's Windy City Thunderbolts last year. Mahoney has put up 3 hitless scoreless innings. Here's the 3-1. Down and in, gets away. It's ball 4. It's the backstop for a wild pitch. Yamauchi to third as Dickey takes his base. Well, all kinds of fun could be afoot here for Lansing as the slugging Pedro Pineda steps in.
Well, they got the lead. They've got good pitching, and now a chance to add on. So far, this has gone exactly how they would want it to.
3-1, Locos, first pitch, inside ball one. Pedro Pineda's 0-2. Strikeout looking in the second. Then he flied out to deep, deep right field his last time up. I put a star on my scorecard for the great catch by Caden Kendall. Pineda takes, strike called at the knees, outside corner. It's a generous call.
somebody forget to tell the new guys they don't win in the Locos jerseys this year? Well, there's still time, but I mean,
Lansing's record wearing the Locos uniforms 3-6 coming into tonight. Pineda takes the ball low, blocked by Ferrer. Keep Yamauchi at third and Dickey at first. You know, Jared Dickey at first base, Yamauchi at third. In the past, sometimes we've seen Lansing go with the Little League double steal. Send the runner from first, draw the throw, send the runner from third. But right now, they're going to see if Pineda can do damage. Nobody out. Hitters pitch on 2-1. Fly ball, right field, another chance for Kendall. Backs up, he's under with the grab. The tag at third by Yamauchi, coming in to score. It is Lansing's second sack fly of the ball game. And a 4-1 Locos lead.
Well, this is good ball. I mean, there's just, it's just doing what you need to do. Guys get on base. We've seen a couple of sack flies. We've seen a ground out. All have scored three of the four runs, getting the job done.
And now one out. Dickey at first base. First to Heath Valenzuela. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch. High ball one. Pedro Pineda had one sack fly all year with Stockton. And he gets a sack fly in his very first game with Lansing. Ball one offer. Inside, two balls and no strikes. I could go farther at him. Pineda only had five sacrifice flies in 248 career games.
How about, can you go even farther? What else you got?
He's never been intentionally walked. 2-0. Ball three, hi. I got this for you. So the pitcher Trabacci was signed out of the New Jersey Jackals. My memory of the New Jersey Jackals when I was with the Brockton Rocks. New Jersey was in the Frontier League back in 2005. My Rocks were in the Frontier League. It was that New Jersey had the loudest broadcaster in the league. The 3-0 is in there, Calder strike. Red light for Valenzuela. That's rather generous. Top of the zone and thereabouts. So in New Jersey, famously, Adam, there was no secluded broadcast booths.
Uh-oh.
Trabacci's pitch. Fouled off. So you had press row. And I believe what they did was they put up cardboard. They put up dividers to try to let everyone know which one is your booth, which one is the next booth. And you could hear New Jersey's broadcaster for miles around.
Cardboard, not soundproof?
I mean, apparently sound goes right through it. Who knew? Payoff pitch, runner takes off. Flipped foul, left side, back to the seats. And the concourse.
So you get two broadcasts in one back in the day?
You could get both points of view at the same time. Can you imagine if you and I are calling this game? We got Calvin over here. How we could all hear each other.
What a lovely time and adventure that would be.
Oh, broadcast in stereo. Trabacci's pitch. Punched on the ground, left side, through, base hit, Saheed. Thomason gets it in. Dickey stops at second. Saheed Valenzuela, punch and Judy Oppo single.
I just have to keep going back to these at-bats because they look completely different than what we have seen for really what feels like this last month. You know, ever since post-All-Star, it has been West Michigan, Lake County, and now today. And again, those are two of the better staffs in the league. But Lansing is battling tonight. They are taking long at-bats, working counts, making these pitchers now work. And they're seeing the results.
And a visit to the mound by the pitching coach, A.J. Angulo. Xander Hamilton has headed down to the Cedar Rapids pen. The Colonels made some roster moves as well earlier today. It was a whole series of roster moves of different guys coming in and out. So we're going to be seeing some debuting Colonels throughout, I believe. Here's what I got. Xander Hamilton, Brennan Oxford, Rudy Gomez, and Matt Gabbert all added to the squad. Alejandro Hidalgo and Hunter Hoops up to AA Wichita. Darlene Montero, check swing, breaking ball in. On appeal, didn't go. Ball one. Jeremy Lee, Justin Connell given their release. Gabbert, Gomez, and Oxford came in from single A Fort Myers. Xander Hamilton activated off the injured list. Rain Duncan and Jay Thomason activated too. Foul out of play left side. One ball, one strike. So, six players newly activated. Three players from the IL. Three players sent in from Fort Myers. Two players promoted, two players released. That's a lot of transition for the Colonels to arrive in. And they're starting a two-week road trip. 2-1, one out, 4-1, Locos lead. Sixth inning, the pitch. Now back to our left. And then right next to Joey. And Joey's busy. He's the high home camera operator. He doesn't have time to go down and get a baseball. Or does he? Long arms. Adam wants it. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And with first base occupied, Montero is immediately out. Two outs in the sixth inning.
I got the baseball. There's nobody looking now, so.
What do you want to do with that?
Well, I was going to toss it to somebody, but they're all looking the wrong way.
You know what you can do is you can wait until the seventh inning stretch, and then they might be looking this way. Hey, look, Adam's got the ball.
This is the closest I've come to catching a foul ball. We haven't had one come in the booth here.
Joey the assist.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Davis Diaz takes a called strike from Trabacci. For Trabacci, this inning began with a couple of walks. It was a steal, a wild pitch, a sack fly, and at one run. Dickey is at second. Valenzuela, who singled, is at first. Two outs, trying to get out of the jam. Colonels down by three. Davis Diaz, two for two, two singles. Swing and a miss. Nothing and two.
Seventh inning stretch, you think I could toss it down there?
I mean, they'll be looking.
All right.
I'll say, everybody, stand up, stretch it out, sing with me, and you just go.
Whip it.
It's one, two, three. You okay? I know, two pitch. Fouled back. Wander Guante watching from the pen. Lansing is warming up an arm for the seventh inning. A look back to the runner at second. Then the pitch. Swing and a miss. Trabacci fans Diaz, and that ends the sixth inning. Back-to-back K's to strand a pair. Lansing scores one or two walks at a single, and we're going to the seventh. The Locos four, the Colonels one. Adam Jackson, the man with a souvenir, is about to come right back with a call.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, it's Sahid Valenzuela with the Lansing Locos. Now let's get back to the game.
we're working our way through a hot night here on this Tuesday evening. Lansing trying to take the series opener. They lead 4-1. Jack Mahoney, a big reason why they have the advantage here. He went three innings of scoreless baseball. No hits allowed, just a walk, one strikeout. Now here comes Blaise Pontes. A right-hander throws home. And the fastball shoots in to Andy Lugo. Strike one. So Etch goes for three. Mahoney goes for three. I don't know if Blaise is going to go for three, but I'm sure they'd love that. 0-1 pitch. On the ground, over to second. A shuffle to his left. Yama has it. Over to first. One away on two pitches. Good pitching here tonight by the Lugnuts. And again, I'm sure that it helps that they're not playing Lake County or West Michigan, because those two teams have given them fits this year. And that's not to say Cedar Rapids can't, because the Colonels are 56-39. But Lansing has torched West Division teams here at home. It's Jay Thomason. That's outside, ball one.
It's just been a good approach all around. From the pitchers, from the hitters. We'll see if Pontes can keep things going.
Throws home. He breaks it in there on the outside corner. So far, so good.
I'm not used to Blaise featuring his changeup like this.
Well, that too located well on the top outside part of the corner. Righty lefty, the pitch. Breaks it in again. Boy, that was right there, but not given for a strike against Thomason. Pontes with that fastball sinker, curveball slider, and that changeup. The last hit was back in the second inning for Cedar Rapids. Pitch. Slides inside, 3-1. That was when they went back-to-back with the home run from Winokur and then that single from DeAndrade. Nothing since besides a walk in the fourth. But a chance here for a walk, potentially. 3-1. Swing and a foul tip. Held on to. So three balls, two strikes. And Thomason was the guy that walked in that fourth inning. Takes time here, and now we'll dig back into the left side of the box. Big ankle guard that goes basically all the way up the lower half of his front right leg. Open stance from the left. Pontes, base is clear, 3-2. Up high, ball four, and there is the second walk for Thomason. So a base runner for the first time since the fourth inning. Still only 4-1, so get a home run hack here from this man who knocked one out in the second. It's a one-run game. Cedar Rapids, very capable. Top three in the league. 79 home runs now, with Winokur hitting his 13th in that second inning. Pitch. Drops down low. Ball one. Lansing sliding in the second half. Post-All-Star break, they've lost 8 of the first 9 that they played. So a win tonight would be massive to kind of get them out of this funk. 1-0. Shoots in there. Outer edge. Strike one. And again, you know, part of that is West Michigan, a team that has dominated everybody, came in here and swept the Nuts, and then they have not played well at Lake County this year. And they've done pretty well on the road. 1-1. That's outside. But a few of their road series losses have both come at Lake County, where they've dropped 9 of the 12 games. 2-1. That's outside, and Blaise can't find it right now. Missing the zone here, and back-to-back batters, it's gone 3-1, and you got to be very careful with this guy about coming in with a pitch on 3-1. Throws home. Did get it in there, right at the bottom on the outside corner. Three balls, two strikes from Pontes. And the tall Brandon Winokur digs back in. 6'6", 210 out of Huntington Beach. Now we're going to get time here. One run, two hits, no errors for Cedar Rapids. Four runs, four hits, no errors for Lansing. 4-1 advantage for the Locos tonight. 3-2. Oh, boy, just outside, but the correct call at 94 miles an hour. It is back-to-back walks. What an eye right there from Whitaker.
Catcher Diaz wanted it, but you said it. That's the proper call from John Miller.
And now that's going to stir Dave Burba, the pitching coach, out to go have a word here, because all of a sudden, it's the most threatening that Cedar Rapids has looked really all night. I mean, I know they had the home run in the second inning, but this is the first time they've had two base runners on in the same frame. We are in the seventh. And you got Danny DeAndreita that's coming up here.
You want to try that again?
Yeah, let's go. DeAndreita. There we go.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, I asked Calvin about it before the game. Figured it out. And then, you know, here we are.
Of course. For whatever reason, I keep on thinking that Pedro Pineda's first name is Pablo. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to say Pablo in the game. The very first chance I had, very first fly ball to him, immediately I say, Pablo Pineda.
Do you have backyard baseball on the mind?
Clearly, the goat.
So much of a goat that there was a bobblehead night for.
There's going to be another one. I think Brooklyn
really?
Is doing a Pablo Sanchez bobblehead.
Come on now, that's awesome. All right, two on, one out. Pitch home. That's down low, kicks in front of Diaz, but he keeps it close enough that Thomason and Whitaker have to stay put. DeAndreita, one for two. And the second one was a heck of a play by Shahid over at short to take away what could have been a second hit. He's got those bright, light blue sneaks on. Pitch home. There's a fastball that darts in at the knees. Strike one. And if you're wondering, Danny, he can send him deep. 8 home runs this year. One swing, and we would be tied. 4-1 in the top of the seventh. There go the runners. Pitch, fouled back. Best case scenario right there for Blaise Pontes. He gets a strike, and two guys that had excellent jumps are forced to go back to first and second, because it looked like there was going to be no problem for them getting to their bags they were trying to, second and third.
Especially because Blaise wants to keep that double play in effect.
1-2 pitch. Slides it outside, and Diaz has to slide to his right, but he keeps it in front. And Lansing, they have turned the second most double plays in the league this year. 92 coming in, just a couple behind Wisconsin. That's it. 2-2. Swing and a miss. No double play needed. Just a strikeout. DeAndreita is down. 2-1. Big time to get that first strikeout for Pontes.
This is going to be an interesting at-bat to me, because we've seen that Rain Dun Cone has popped, but he's just back off the injured list. So how is his timing?
Only his 17th game of the year. Righty, righty. First and second, two away. The pitch on the ground. It is right at Shahid Valenzuela. Scoops it at short. Slides it to first. It's in time. Timing was on, but he put it right on the ground. Nice job by Pontes to work around the walk. Still Lansing in front by three as we stretch.
Thank you.
All right, back for the bottom of the seventh inning. Lansing leading 4-1. And it is Xander Hamilton that comes into the game, the right-handed pitcher. Throws home. And the first pitch that has been taken tonight by the newest member, Ben Newton, is up high, ball one. That's getting runs in back-to-back innings in the fifth and the sixth after pitch, rope foul, first base side. They scored two in that third inning. So Nick Trabacci pitched just the sixth, gave up the one run, couple of hits, couple of walks, one hit. And now it's Hamilton. Throws, drops it in there, called strike three. So well done. And now we go back to the top of the card. Cameron Leary coming up. Well, it is a Copa de la Diversión night. Lansing wearing those Lansing Locos unis. Support the Latino communities. Time called, and the pitch still comes home. Boy, that was dangerous there. It is a pitch clock violation. It was a casual walkout from John Miller, and that ball was coming in hot. Thank goodness it was not to the left of the plate. Otherwise, he would have been in danger right there. 1-0. That tucks in there. Right at the top corner for strike one against Cameron Leary. Hamilton set and throws. Twisted up in the air out to shallow left. Long run. Thomason coming in. Can't get there. Dunks in. Leary is on for the first time as a Lugnut with the bloop single.
All right, hear me out. On what pitch is he going to try to steal his first Midwest League base?
I'm going to go pitch two.
Okay. Because here we go. This is Lansing's answer to Kyle DeBarge. I'm eager to see. And is Cedar Rapids aware?
Well, we're going to find out. Here's the pitch home. Swatted up in the air in the infield. Third base side. Lugo coming down. Foul territory. Sliding knee grab. And then a tumble right after. Right on his side. And a big smile as well. Puts the cap back on. We're good.
How about the crowd applauding? How about all of that happening right in front of his dugout? And the self-awareness of Andy Lugo to look over at his teammates and grin.
And then, to make sure that Leary would still put it first. Yeah, that's pretty good right there. All right, here comes Casey Yamauchi. All right, Jesse, that was pitch one, so this would be pitch two. So let's see if Leary does indeed go. Righty-righty, 4-1 nuts, bottom seven. The pitch, there he goes. It is in there for a strike, throw down to second, way late. Helmet goes bowling over towards the left of the bag, and there it is. First time Leary is aboard. He has got himself his first Midwest League steal.
There was no chance for Ferrer. There was absolutely no chance. What a jump for Cameron Leary.
That pitch too, man.
Dare we say Boston College Eagle flying into second base.
Yeah, he was.
Pitch two.
0-1. Swing and a miss on that sweeper. Strike two. Now, does he try for third?
If I was him, I don't think I would. I think where he currently stands, Casey Yamauchi can single him in.
Nuts would love another run as it starts to get colored up in the sky with our sunset here. 9 o'clock on a Tuesday evening. 0-2 pitch. Twisted up in the air out to shallow right field. That is dropping, but a heel sliding grab by Andrade. Oh, my goodness. That was beautiful. Sprawling to his left. That thing stuck. De Andrade right in the heel of his mitt. And he saves a run. Well played right there. All right, we're through seven. And it is Lansing in front by just three.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Daryl Kennedy, manager of your Lansing Locos. Now let's get back to the game.
Loco's unable to get anything across in that seventh inning, leaving one stranded. So the lead 4-1. Wander Guante throws home. And the first pitch bites inside to Jaime Ferrer. Ball one. So from Jack Mahoney to Blaise Pontes for an inning to now Wander Guante, the right-hander, against the ready Ferrer. Pitch, bouncing ball, two hops, backs up Schofield Sam at first, calls off Guante, jogs over to the bag, little poke with the right toe. There in time. One away. All right, let's get you the answer to that trivia question we asked you, which was, what has been the series result of this series the last 3 years? You know, because they've kept it consistent. And it's been a consistent Colonel beatdown. Well, we got a pitch clock violation now on Caden Kendall. Like John Miller wants blood tonight. He is all over these. It's like the fourth he's called. Pitch home. And that is just a little bit too tall. Ball one.
We've seen as many pitch clock violations tonight as we've basically seen the whole season.
Guys ready to go. I respect it. Keep them in line. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Wander Guante keeping Kendall in line with that 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-2. So the last 3 years, Cedar Rapids has won this series 4-2. They've taken it. Lansing trying to take a step toward hoping to not lose the series 4-2 with a win to open the series this year. 1-2, swing and a miss. Guante, beautiful, changed it up on him. He's got his first strikeout. Lansing still has yet to allow a run since the second inning. And has yet to allow a hit since the second inning. We are in the top of the eighth with two outs. Here comes Kyle DeBarge.
What I associate the Colonels playing in Lansing with has been some wild games.
Pitch home. That is on the outer edge. Strike one.
There were a couple of years on a row where we saw some big-time offensive outputs. And then we saw a no-hitter last year.
0-1. That's outside. Well, how about the two games before the no-hitter where they collected like 34 hits?
Exactly.
And we've seen the changes up and down dramatically, even within a series between these two. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, that stuff from Guante looks good right now.
There's something to be said about the complete lack of familiarity between these two teams.
See if Guante goes back to the fastball. 1-2. He doesn't. Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, they only get together one time, East and West divisions. And Lansing, four outs away from getting a win to open up this year's series.
The prospects don't meet up in single A.
2-2. Outside.
Now they will match up in Double A in the Texas League, but this is really the first time that Twins prospects and A's prospects will meet up on the same field as the Midwest League.
Here's a payoff pitch. Whacked up in the air out to right center field. Long run. Pineda to his left. Streaking. He's got it in the gap. There's that quick persistence from Pedro Pineda. And it's a 1-2-3 eighth for Guante and the Locos. Let's head to the ninth inning. Or actually, let's head to the bottom of the eighth inning. That's up by three.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens. But social media is addictive by design. Hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dave Berba. You're listening to Lansing Locos Baseball. Let's head back to the game.
To the bottom of the eighth inning, Lansing looking for some insurance before we hit the ninth. It is Xander Hamilton back out there to face Jared Dickey, Pedro Pineda, and Saheed Valenzuela. Righty-lefty matchup here. Pitch home. And that shoots inside. Ball one. Jesse, would you like to get some trivia from me? Just you and I here in this eighth inning?
I would love it.
All right, we're going to test you here. 1-0 pitch. Rocked down the right field side. Falling. It's in for a base hit and heading towards the wall. Sliding effort by Kendall. He spills, though. Dickey is around second. Oh, look at this. He's headed for three. Jared Dickey with the wheels. Has himself a triple to open up the bottom of the eighth.
Adam, this ball gets away from Kendall in the corner. Here's the ricochet. He goes down. The ball bounces away from him. These corners in Lansing are treacherous.
I'd say so. And Jared Dickey, just his third triple because of that this year. How about that? That was impressive. Pitch home. And Pedro Pineda takes a strike. So Lansing with some insurance. 90 feet away, up 4-1. What is Copa de la Diversión, the Fun Cup, a season-long event series specifically designed to embrace the culture and values that resonate most with minor league baseball. Pitch, high bouncing ball over the jumping lunge of Lugo at third into left field. Dickey scores 5-1, courtesy of Pedro Pineda, playing a little lollipop right there off the dirt.
Day one, who told Pineda about the Lansing hop?
I think he's just figuring it out for himself.
Infield drawn in, which means when he hit that ball batting up in the air, there's no chance for Lugo. He's in too tight.
Now here's Saheed Valenzuela. Righty-lefty, pitch home. That shoots in, strike one.
So is this going to be a Copa quiz?
Yeah, just a couple questions, because okay. It is the Fun Cup for the local U.S. Hispanic communities to come out and feel welcome at the ballparks and celebrate them. So, yeah, two questions for you, Jensen. We'll see if you can get these.
Only two.
Throw back to first. It's late. Pineda is there in time. Yeah, only two. All right, so each year, new minor league teams add an alternate Copa name. Do you know how many new Copa names this year?
11. I don't know. No say.
1-0. That's inside. 8. So close.
Okay.
I didn't know these either. That's why I'm seeing it.
What we like to call the Ocho.
That's right. Jesse knows more than I do, so if I can stump him, then I'm like, whoa. Hey, now. Valenzuela waits. The pitch. There goes Pineda. It's inside for a strike. The throw is out to center field. And Pineda has lost his helmet, but he has not lost his right to the base pass. He's got second and a swipe.
He just did a barrel roll into second base, checking the elbows.
Are we playing Donkey Kong out here?
Look at this finish into second base.
Yeah, all right. Not too bad.
No, it's just over the hip.
Just a little dust on the thigh there.
Tell you what, he is twitched up.
Got great speed there, 180 feet away. 2-1. Kick back off the netting. So we'll do it again. Okay. How about 120 minor league teams.
Okay.
Now, how many of those teams with the 8 new teams now have Copa names?
Out of 120.
Out of 120.
I would hope it's 120. I don't think Dayton does. Let's say 100.
2-2. Down low, that scoots away just enough from Ferrer. And off the third base goes Pineda. He thought about more as the ball trickled away from Lugo, but not far enough. And he's got himself a couple of free passes.
Mr. Excitement over here at third. Give him an inch. He'll take 90 feet.
Infield comes back in. 5-1. Lansing in front in this eighth inning. Lansing causing chaos on the base paths. 3-2. Inside, ball 4. So the first three have reached in his eighth inning. All right, you said 100?
Yes. How many actually?
Pretty close. 93 of the 120 now have Copa names.
We're getting there.
We are getting there, man. This has been about 5-6 years since they introduced this.
How many can you name?
Oh, of 93? Well, I can name a decent amount. The problem is being able to pronounce them.
I think 2017 was the first year.
Pitch home. That's outside. All right, so I think it's a fair goal to have them all completed in 10 years, right? From 2017
sure.
to 2027. Let's get them all covered. One-oh pitch. Rocked out to right field. Up there for Kendall. Comes in, makes the catch. Pineda sprinting in. It's another sack fly. It's another extra run before we get to the ninth. 6-1, Locos.
Situational baseball. What a lovely thing. And what a great display of Pedro Pineda's speed around the bases.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, Jesse, am I missing? Did they give him a steal of third? I'm not seeing it on here. I see the steal of second. Wondering if maybe that's a steal or if it's a wild pitcher pass ball.
I'll check it.
Here's Davis Diaz from the right. The pitch. The breaking ball is on the inside part of the plate. We see they might not have decided yet, but I'd be curious because Lansing has stolen a couple of bags tonight. They got one from Larry, and they have at least one from Pineda, maybe two. Pitch. Launched high up in the air, out to left field. DeBarge coming over to his right, makes the grab. And there are two outs. Jesse has checked in.
Wild pitch.
Okay.
Yeah, wild pitch, second and third for Pedro.
6-1 Nuts in the eighth with two outs. Ben Newton now has reached once tonight and scored once. Righty lefty, pitch home. Swing and a miss, strike one. So yeah, awesome to see all the Copa names. Cedar Rapids, Granos de Cedar Rapids. Grain of...
Wait, they changed it? They used to be Las Cinco Estaciones.
0-1. That's up high. Throw down to second. And out the call because Valenzuela came off the bag. And he's got his arms up going, what? And DK is now coming over as well. Richie Arredondo is trying to explain it. And Saheed Valenzuela is very frustrated. Arredondo said he got there, but then he came off the bag. And Saheed Valenzuela is saying, no, I did not. And DK is also emphasizing that point as well. So a discussion between both of them. DK's doing the talking, Saheed Valenzuela doing the listening. And now Saheed walks away, but the Locos, a tough ending to a couple more runs, but we will head to the ninth. Lansing three outs away from a win, up 6-1. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler closes it out when we return.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Millions of kids go to schools that don't have funding for books, computers, and so much more just because of where they live. You can help change that. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You choose which supplies to support. You could provide first graders with pencils and paper, or other students with their first chapter books, help a music class get a guitar.
You could even supply a classroom like mine with a science project. But what you're really giving is the moment that sparks a brighter tomorrow.
To learn more, please visit donorschoose.org. That's donorschoose.org. Choose students. Shape the future.
Nate Nankill here with the Lansing Locos. Let's get back to the game. Vamos Locos.
Onward into the ninth inning.
Requested a song, Jesse, please.
You must be gaga to ask for that
song. Nah, 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 nah.
Mark Adamiak has come on to face Billy Amick first, top of the ninth inning. 6-1 Locos. Broken bat, line drive, base hit right field for the ball. On the other ball, and right, Jared Dickey gets it in. A leadoff, busted bat single for Amick. On the first pitch thrown by the Arkansas Razorback, Mark Adamiak. Not a save situation for the man who leads the Midwest League in saves. Six to one Locos. Adamiak to Andy Lugo. Up and in, ball one. Lugo is 0 for 3. Strikeout, pop out, ground out. Has not hit the ball out of the infield. Number 3 hitter in the order. Thomason on deck, the cleanup bat. Righty to righty. A ball low. Fastball at 94 right now for Adamiak. One run on only 3 hits tonight for Cedar Rapids. Here's the pitch. Punched on the ground through the right side. Base hit skipping into right field. Amick stops at second. Again, Dickey's throw. All the way to third, just to show off the arm. So, Cedar Rapids had 2 hits in the first 8 innings. And they came back to back in the second. A Brandon Whitaker home run for the Colonels' only run. And then a single by Danny DeAndrade, who was then thrown out trying to steal second base. And that was it. And now we've got single, single to open up the ninth, and the Cardinals are up to four knocks tonight. First and second, nobody out for Jay Thomason. 0-1 with a couple of walks. The pitch. Strike called. 95 inside corner. Cedar Rapids is glad to have Thomason back off the injured list. 17th rounder last year out of the Air Force Academy. Hailing originally from Auburn, Alabama. 0-1. Batted in. From the Auburn side, right, War Eagle off to be a Falcon. 4 years at Air Force, 21 through 24. 194 games in college. Thomason fouls this pitch away to the left. And the count is 1-2. And he hit 21 homers back-to-back years at Air Force.
Well, the Colonel is not a bird, so what is he doing?
Well, the Colonel can pop. From Fort Myers, aren't they the Mighty Muscles?
You would be mighty correct, my man.
Okay. To the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Here's the 1-2. That's fouled away to the left side.
The Colonel has to be the meanest, though, or the most mischievous with that look on his face.
Well, it's smug, I always thought. The baseball bat in the ears of corn.
A creepy Colonel.
Ground ball to the right side. Base hit right field. At third base, stops on for Amick. Dickies, though, comes in. Three straight singles against Dudamiak.
Well, I don't know if anybody saw this. I mean, they have handled business with all of their relievers and arguably their best one, and he's given up all the hits here.
Steven Echeverria went three innings, one run, the Winokur homer. And pitching coach Dave Burba is going to call a meeting to order. Then Jack Mahoney tossed the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth hitlessly, scorelessly. Blaise Pontes worked around a couple of walks and a scoreless seventh inning. Wander Guante then pitched a perfect eighth inning. And now Mark Adamiak, single, single, single. The 2, 3, and 4 batters here in the ninth. And you've got the power coming up in Brandon Winokur and then Danny DeAndrade. By the way, Adam, continuing on in the rest of the Minnesota Twin system. They do take flight in AA. Do you know what AA is for Minnesota?
Ooh.
Wichita.
Wichita, right? Yeah.
The nickname is? Come on. You can get this. I will show you the logo.
I don't... the Wind Surge.
They're the Wind Surge. Yeah. Right. And they're winning right now. 3-2 against Amarillo.
The Wind
Surge. Walker Jenkins, a double and a homer. There's the pitch. We resume with a bouncer hit to short off the bat of Winokur. Beat second one. Yamauchi the first. Double play. Amick is in. But Adamiak and the Locos are one out away from a victory. To third base goes Lugo. Hey, Dave Burba, whatever you said, battle that. Sell that.
Hey, just throw him that double play ball pitch and... then get the next guy. We'll be good.
The next guy, Danny DeAndrade. Fouled away right side, strike one. By the way, AAA for the Twins. Of course, the St. Paul Saints, Twin Cities. They're taking on Toledo. What a great matchup that is. Tied up 4-4. Here it's a 6-2 Lansing Locos lead. DeAndrade rips it foul left side. And Cedar Rapids is down to their very last strike. There's a slow clap afoot. Adamiak looks in. Gets the sign from Diaz. 0-2 DeAndrade. Lifts it high out to right center. There's Pedro Pineda, the newcomer. And his first game in high A, he ends it with a grab. and Lansing wins the opener. The new look Locos. Seven players departed, six players joined. A 6-2 victory for the Locos to open up the six-game homestand. 5 pitchers collaborated, and they balanced out the scoring. 2 in the third, 1 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth, 2 in the eighth. For Lansing, there were 7 hits, 6 singles, 1 triple. They had 3 sacrifice flies. They scored a run on 2 straight balks, and they got it done. Postgame show is on its way next from Jackson Field.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hi, it's Corey Avin with the Lansing Locos. Let's get back to the diamond.
Si, senor. Lansing Locos victorious tonight over the Cedar Rapids Colonels 6-2 Tuesday evening in Michigan State Capitol. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler rejoined by Adam Jackson. Adam, how you feeling?
Oh, pretty good. That was quite the performance tonight by this new-look Lansing team, and they got the job done. I mean, it wasn't, you know, the most pretty offense, right? But it was a gritty attack of get on base, get over, and get the guys in, something that they've been looking for all year, the struggles with runners in scoring position with less than 2 outs was not a struggle tonight. Lansing, they got a lot of their runs, and I guess you could say it was. They were 1-for-9 still, but, I mean, they got the job done, and they got a big enough lead for Adamiak to load up the bases in the ninth inning, and they're not to really be a concern.
It felt to me, and hear me out here, like Lansing did to Cedar Rapids, what had been done to them by Lake County and by West Michigan, which is, on one side, the offense just keeps on adding on. Here's 2 in the third, here's another in the fifth, and another in the sixth, and then 2 more in the eighth. Just each inning, here's another run or so added to the lead. And then on the other side, the pitchers never let the other team in the game.
Yeah, it was really impressive. Like, what we had talked about in that stretch of losing 8 of 9, that Lansing needing to play a complete game, they got it here tonight. Got great pitching, pretty good start from Echeverria, even though he had some baseballs that were hit hard. He only gave up the home run and 2 hits. And then Mahoney is fabulous for 3 innings of middle relief. And then Pontes, Guante, Adamiak all team up, and they don't give up any hits between the 3rd and 8th innings. And Lansing's offense does plenty. They score a run in the 5th and the 6th, and tack on 2 more in the 8th, and that's how you win a baseball game.
And that is. So let's go through the final totals, shall we? For the Cedar Rapids Colonels, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. The Colonels stranded 4 runners on and only went 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position, and the record falls to 16-14, 56-40 for the year. For the Lansing Locos, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Lansing strands 5. Goes 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Lansing also steals 4 bases in the game. This was as aggressive as we've seen Lansing's offense on the bases in a long time. in 2 hours and 25 minutes, the 6-2 win, improving Lansing to 13-18 at above 549-48 in front of a crowd of 4,574 at Jackson Field. Appreciative folks. Only one man in the Lansing order collected a multi-hit game. Davis Diaz went 2-for-4. However, you had a hit apiece for Ben Newton, a bunt single, Saheed Valenzuela, Pedro Pineda. Jared Dickey had a triple. Cameron Leary had a base hit. Leary, Schofield, Sam Montero each knocked in a run. Pedro Pineda knocked in two runs. And then of the runs that were scored, Yamauchi, Dickey, Pineda, Montero, Diaz, Newton. Six different players score runs. It's balance, and it's 1-9 that got involved.
Yeah, really impressive. Again, they spread it out. There wasn't any dominating performance from one individual tonight, but it was a team effort. That's, I'm sure, what Daryl Kennedy is going to be very pleased about tonight, is everybody got involved, did their part, and you found a way to win a baseball game the way that they've been hoping to. I mean, it's been a lot here over the last couple of weeks, losing 8 of 9. That can take a toll. They had lost 6 in a row, the most this season. This is kind of a fresh slate after you lose 5 of 6 in Lake County. Get the off day, reset, bring in some new players, give credit to the guys that move up and get promoted. But there's a new feeling in Lansing, and that was showed as a good feeling here tonight with the victory.
Well, you know, the best thing about this is you get to come right back tomorrow morning. And it's a 1 p.m. game. It's Nutt's day off, Luggy's day off, with the Ferris Bueller's Detroit Red Wings style, Gordie Howe style, Lansing Lugnuts giveaway presented by the Michigan Soybean Committee. Let's get right back into action as soon as possible.
Let's do it. But we got to get out of here, Jesse, because I got to go watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've given myself homework. It's terrible. It's been way too long.
It's not terrible. Have fun.
Yes.
See what you think of Cameron. We've got a Cameron Leary on Lansing. See what you think of Cameron.
Cameron!
Okay.
All right.
Just so you know. Tomorrow, we'll have another debut. Ryan Magdeach will make his Lansing debut. The big lefty out of Canada, drafted from the Missouri Tigers Proud Program. He'd been tremendous for Stockton. Magdeach gets the ball against the Colonels, Chase Cheney. So once again, 1 p.m. tomorrow. Gates open up at noon. We'll see you tomorrow. Get your tickets. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This was a blast. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Good night. Loco 6, Cardinals 2. He's Adam Jaxa. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. From Lansing, Michigan, thank you for giving us your company. And vamos locos!